I don't know if it was ever one of his favorite songs. I'm not going to say that he said that, but I know that the most feedback that I didn't get directly, but my dad told me that they, when they were in Austria, I think it was, they did an interview, and the interviewer asked them, "What do you think of what do you think of Simon's cover of Keep It Dark?" And you know, my dad said, "Yeah, fantastic, blah blah blah." And mm-hmm. I think Banks came in and said, "Well, if I may." for a moment, just say a few things, and he went on for like 5-10 minutes, volunteered his critique, and and he was really, apparently, just really, really happy with the cover, and I think, you know, he was involved in, I mean, he wrote the lyrics, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he was a major part of that song, so I think it hit him on a deeper level.
Of course, yeah.
And, so, you know, but I wrote in, you know, separate emails to everybody in the band,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the man, you know, to Tony Smith, to Mike Rutherford, not Tony Smith, to the band. He's all, it's kind of like the Fifth Beatle kind of thing, but
right.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's been positive feedback.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
And I think,
man,
I'll get that more when I actually go and go see the gigs. I'm going to go to the New York shows.
Yeah, I'm going to Montreal and to Philadelphia. And,
right.
Yeah,
my sister's gonna be in Montreal.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll be honest with you. I mean, like we spoke off the air, and you know, Genesis, hands down. You know, yeah, of course they're, you know, one of the hallmark progressive rock bands. But even, you know, post 1978, I still, you know, I'm still a Genesis fan regardless. So,
yeah.
You know, it's great music, and not to mention, I love what you did in the very beginning of that, where you did the, you know, Silent Sorrow and Empty Boats. You know, you did that little guitar riff there, and I was like, you know what, this guy's cool. He's good, you know. You do.
Well,
that.
You know what? We actually had another. We had to cut it out because it was just getting too much. All these little mini tributes within the tribute.
Mm-hmm.
There was we in the second Keep It Dark break.
Mm-hmm.
We did the Brazilian, you know.
Wow.
And it did work, but it was just. It almost seemed like we were trying too hard to fit too many songs, and one, it was like, you know, the old medley was starting that's what it's starting to sound like.
Yeah.
So we took it out, but it was tempting, and you know, the David Kirshner, coming back to him, I mean, he's a huge Genesis fan, and
mm-hmm.
Was in a cover band at one point. They did a progressive. I can't remember the name of it now. It's in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So every year, it's a progressive music festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did the entire Lamb.
Wow.
He's an amazing keyboard player. Giraffe.
Oh, Giraffe with Kevin Gilbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, the late, great Kevin Gilbert.
Yeah. So he used to play keyboards with him, and now he's playing keyboards in my band. So, I mean, he's going to be coming on tour with me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we all, that's how we both met, was at the Genesis rehearsals, and he's a huge fan. So, you know, those little mini tributes, like the Colony Slipperman or Silent Sorrows, you know, that's where a lot of those ideas spawned from.
Yeah.
You know? At one point, we just got so carried away with it all. We're like, man, we should do like a whole Genesis cover album, you know? And my girlfriend's just sitting there getting, she's freaking out, like, please say you're joking, you know?
Oh, wow. I'd like to hear it, but I understand.
It's so tempting. And then we're like, well, maybe we should do like a jazz version of all the songs and call it Jazzesses, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, anything, and you know you'd get airplay, for me at least, you know what
I mean? But just for the sheer fun of it, it was just so much fun doing one song. We're like, wow, I'd love to do, you know, Supper's Ready, you know? Like, what a challenge that would be. Because it really was a challenge. I mean, Keep It Dark, you know, it's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward, right.
You know, it's a pretty straightforward track, but, you know, nonetheless, we really want to get it right, and to get it right, it requires, you know, the utmost detail and commitment. And
a lot of time, yeah.
Hi, this is Simon Collins, and you are listening to the Gagley Archives.
puzzle pieces given, they don't fit. Does the light around you blind your world? Because the torch inside was never lit.
Simon Collins, so that's the title track to the album. Good stuff, Simon.